Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is COO of Lion Energy, Ryan Fry. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, thank you for joining in today. You're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and we are excited that you chose to watch with us today. And we have an exciting broadcast with you. We have Ryan Fry here with us today. Ryan, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Tell us, we're going to jump right into this. Tell us, why are you passionate about the solar power fuel-less generator industry?
Well, for me, I've always been excited about the ability to store energy as a kid, right? I remember the first time I thought about a battery. It was in school, and they made a battery out of a lemon. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
And it was, I was like, wow, that's amazing, right? And just ever since then, to be able to store energy safely and reliably and use it later, it's always fascinating.
Yeah. Amen. Well, wait a minute. A battery made out of lemon?
Yeah, I think actually the Egyptians were the first one to do that. Yeah, there are records that they would do that.
I thought it were watermelons, but the Egyptians got a bill.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, that happened.
That's come a long way, though.
Yes. That's right. We've come a long way. And we've come a long way from the first generation of generator that you have in your home today. You may have bought one of the first ones we have today. And you guys have made leaps and bounds in improvement in the size, the weight, how much power it can store, the output. What has drawn you to continuously to make sure that you get a better and better product every year?
Well, the fact is technology advances, just we're taking leaps and bounds, right? And battery chemistry is no different. Like this Quest unit right here, right? It weighs 23 pounds and actually has a larger battery than the original Sentinel unit.
Wow. Incredible. A larger battery and a smaller unit. We are continuously making sure that there are upgrades happening. The company has been faithful to ensure that as new technology comes out, new things are being implemented into these generators, and we're thankful. Mondo, you know what this right here can power, though, and I'm excited about it. It can power your small television so you can watch the PTL Television Network.
Listen, you can power power tools, your utensils. Not utensils. Well, there's some electric utensils.
There's some electric utensils.
I've seen some. Believe me, it's like they feed you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the machines that people use every day,
every
the CPAC day, machines.
Right.
My father-in-law uses them.
That's a CPAP?
Everybody uses them. And I want to tell you something. The most powerful thing to have when you lose power is peace of mind.
Yes.
But peace of mind sometimes comes packaged in a fuel-less generator like this.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. If you don't have one right now, you need to sit back, get your cup of coffee, get your kids around. We got our kids over there. We got our family here. We got the expert here. But I want you to know something. This is life-changing because things are happening around the world. And listen, I don't mean to always bring the bad news. And I apologize for that. But you quoted
what's
the
real
scripture. Technology is changing. That's Daniel.
That's right.
Daniel warned us that technology was going to advance in a way that I don't think mankind is prepared.
Right.
But as I'm looking at the news, Ricky, I'm looking at the extremes.
Yes.
The extremes, historic extremes. In Texas right now, over 1 million acres of land, and they're losing power, then the power grid. Then a few weeks after that, we had the AT&T towers go off.
That's right.
That set out a warning of panic, yet this ministry has been working with Lion Energy to bring a solution. And I know there's a guy in the audience. I'm not going to mention his name. He's wearing a cowboy hat, you know, but people like that, a friend, you know, they're trying to figure out which unit is best for us.
That's right.
Right? I'm not trying to point my finger at you, my friend. No, listen, this is important.
Yeah.
It is.
All jokes aside, this machine is life and death for my father-in-law.
Yeah.
If we lose power right now, he's diabetic. He has breathing problems. Yet, I told him, if you don't get a machine right now that can fuel that, you're done.
That's right. Fuel that without gasoline. Fuel that without having to go to a convenience store and fill up gas cans and get it back to your home. That's the beauty of this is there are multiple ways to charge this. We're going to get into all the details. So if you're wondering, hey, which unit is right for me? We're going to be diving into that. We're going to be integrating the news to talk about, hey, why is it important to ensure that you and your family are prepared? Why is it important that you have peace of mind? Why? Because we want to make sure that there is no anxiety or depression or anxiousness that overwhelms you when something happens. Something may be happening around the world and you can say, you know what? It is okay because I have taken the time, premeditated to prepare my family for any type of event. And that's why we're here at the PTL Television Network. It's the message in which we all absolutely believe in. We believe that we are truly living in the end times, that there will be hard times coming ahead of us. But we also believe there is peace of mind found in Jesus Christ. Yeah. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, that's the most important thing. Absolutely get to know him. Absolutely have a personal relationship with him. But Mondo, I believe that there is absolutely a practical step you must take as well. Absolutely. You know, there is faith. We all have faith. It is crucial that you have faith. But you know, Mondo, there's sometimes where you say, hey, I need to also ensure that I have power. I need to make sure that I have the practical things to make sure I'm prepared.
You know, Dad's favorite scripture is faith without works is dead. Right. You can have all the faith you want, but without working through it and working understanding what list do I need to have in order to be prepared.
That's
most
right.
People forget to plan. We had a doctor years ago that allowed us to understand when you plan to fail,
when you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
I want to say that alone tells you I failed already.
Right.
Because
right.
if I don't have a plan, the Bible talks about, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
That's right.
Plans for you to what?
Prosper. That's right.
Prosper and
have a
succeed.
Hope in the future.
Not to fail. There's always a plan in God's mind. And listen, God is not a God that works in chaos. That's the enemy. The enemy loves playing into chaos and getting you to panic. Yet the Bible says, fear not.
That's right.
There's more scriptures about fear
That's
not
right.
than anything else in the Bible. Yet the key to the success in planning is making sure that you have your list. Mom is one of those people that had a list when Katrina.
Lists.
Oh, my yeah. goodness. I need you to take the trash
out.
I need
books of lists. My goodness. My goodness.
But you're right, Ricky. This is the key. Today, put your faith into action is the
yes.
key.
That's right. And I realize, hey, I need to properly introduce you, Ryan, because people may not be, know who you are. You've been on the Jim Baker Family Show, the PTL Network, many, many times. But I want to make sure the people at home know exactly who you are. This is Ryan Frey. He's an 8-year veteran at Lion Energy.
Wow.
He's also responsible for all the facets of the company's operations, including importing, shipping, receiving, and warehousing operations. He is the Chief Operations Officer for Lion Energy.
Yes.
We want to thank you so much for being here again, brother.
Thank you, man. Yes. Thank you, Matthew.
I'm telling
that.
You can turn on the news and you don't even have to search it out. You can simply just turn it on and realize, oh my goodness, I need to be prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we recently heard about AT&T tower failures,
yes.
right? We all have our cell phones and there's this comfort blanket. It always works. I pick up my phone, I can call my family, I can look at the news, social media, whatever. What happens when that fails? What happens when
right.
that fragile infrastructure doesn't work anymore, right?
Yeah.
And the
right.
answer is, if you're not prepared, well, you're going to be in trouble,
that's right?
That's right.
And we have options today. We are not victims. We have
yeah.
enough opportunities.
Amen. We're not victims.
We have enough tools. There are enough resources here, especially in the United States. We have the ability to do something, right?
That's right.
That's the foundation for Lion Energy, right?
Yeah.
Be prepared. You know, Frank Davis, the founder of Lion
yeah.
Energy, was a Boy Scout at heart, right?
That's
and
right.
Boy Scouts
was.
Are prepared.
We love Frank Davis. You know, Frank Davis has passed away. The ministry, the PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show honors his legacy.
Yeah.
That was a good man. We absolutely loved everything
yeah.
he did. And he was truly a friend to Pastor
yes,
Jim Baker.
That's right.
There were many, many times where you would see him out here on the show, but what you wouldn't see was the countless hours of Frank Davis and Pastor Jim Baker in Pastor Jim's office drawing up plans saying, how can we make this better for our partners? How can we make this more affordable
yes.
for our partners? How can we ensure that this can get in the hands of every single person?
That's
he was
right,
truly
Ricky.
A good man.
Yes, and I just want to encourage you. I love what you said, Ryan, just a minute ago. You said there's options.
That's right.
You know, now where before that's always been a big thing, these generators that we've offered over a decade. Truly, we've been doing this with Frank Davis and Lion Energy and the entire team with Ryan over a decade of helping people to prepare. But now more than ever, we have options available to help you, to prepare you. And Lion Energy, they're offering, when you go to our website, I want to encourage you right now, as we're going to show you today. That was my
we're
passion.
Practical.
I said, listen, let's show the people. Let's not just sit here and talk about it, but let's actually put our words into action. Let's show them what they can do at home, the everyday uses, how to use these units. But I want to encourage you right now, as you're watching the show, go and pull up your laptop, put it in front of you, your iPad, get it out, and go to our website. That's jimbakershow.com. Click on Shop Our Affiliates. You're going to find Lion Energy, the affiliate
catalog.
Site. and open it up. Start scrolling and reading and researching. But more importantly, what's able to bring us options to you today is the financing opportunities that your company has provided to every partner.
That's right.
They've made it available that you can go onto our website, you can click on any unit, individual units, accessories, and you will have access to financing today. So I want you to do that. Remember, you can also call the Lion Energy toll-free number directly as well, and their operators will walk you through how and what is the best unit for you. That number is on the screen right now. It's 385-273-1385. But guys, right. I say let's go. Let's show them how this right. unit works.
That's right. You know, you and Frank, you guys had a beautiful relationship. You were always saying, how can we make the customer experience yes. even better? You were saying, how can we make sure that this can get in the hands of more people? I know that yep. you guys had a very cohesive relationship. Every time I talked to Frank and he spoke of you, he spoke very highly. Yes. And it was always vice versa. It wasn't just a superficial relationship where you worked together. You guys were truly family. So can you tell me, what did Frank Davis mean to the Lion Energy family?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, Frank was our mentor. Mm-hmm. Frank was somebody that we learned a lot of very important lessons from. One of the biggest lessons we learned from Frank was, you know, what are the benefits of our products and how do our products benefit the people that use those, right? Yeah. And to do that, you have to start with what are the needs, what are the requirements, yeah. right? And we've taken a systems approach to that, is what we call that, right? And so we'll identify what are the needs, how does this do these products need to benefit mm-hmm. The people that are going to be using them, and then we work our way backwards. And if it needs to meet this need, then it needs to do this. And if it yeah. needs to do this, then we've got to have this type of battery. We've got to have this type of inverter, and it has to run clean. Has to produce clean energy so yes. that we can power sensitive electronics, medical equipment, CPAPs, maybe an oxygen generator. So
that's right.
But for us, Frank taught us a lot of lessons. He was a very dear friend, and we're going to miss him.
Yeah.
We're going to miss him a lot.
Amen. Well, we absolutely love him. Like I said, the PTL Television Network is very, very sad to hear this, but we know that he is in heaven with Jesus yes, Christ, and amen. We absolutely love that.
And we keep on his legacy. That's important. Right. That's what we're here to do today. We yeah. are going to keep his legacy going and to continue to help prepare you. That was his heart. He said, let's make sure people are ready. Be ready spiritually, but be ready practically as well.
And I love that every conversation that I had with Frank, he would always bring it back to Jesus. He'd always bring it back to his faith. And mm-hmm. I absolutely love that about him, because that's a true man yes. of faith. Now I want to ask you a question. Your chief engineer, Tom Tolman, has dedicated his life to this, you know, energy cause, to make sure that people can have energy in crisis critical situations. We actually have a video of him. I want to talk about Tom.
This is the emergency broadcast system.
Let's face it, there are a bunch of problems in the world today. Serious problems.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters back on the streets today.
Fires, political unrest, floods, hurricanes, and all kinds of chaos. Many of them affect our lives in a dramatic and personal way. Think about it. They even affect the power grid, which affects our lives directly. When the grid was invented, we had no idea how much energy each household would consume. And now, with the advent of electric vehicles and the population growth that we're experiencing, the grid is insufficient to handle all of it. I'm Tom Tolman. I'm a husband and father, and I have serious concerns about our sustainable future. This is why I've dedicated my whole life to solving the energy crisis. As the chief engineer at Lion Energy, it has been my mission to bring affordable, clean energy to the masses. Our team is full of top scientists and engineers that work tirelessly to fix this energy crisis. We all know it's not if that problem occurs, it is when. For some, it may be power outages due to overconsumption or natural disasters. And for others, it may be the desire to live off-grid or the love of the great outdoors. What is your reason? The good news is we have the solution to your problem. We've tapped into an almost unlimited power source that allows you to ditch the grid, that is portable, silent, and even safe to use inside your home. We have found a way to bring this technology to you in an affordable way. As a US-based company, we are committed to supporting our local communities and contributing to the growth of the American economy. Over the years, we've spent millions of dollars on research and development and have set up our own supply chain with our own engineers to bring to you solar solutions to protect you and your family from an aging power grid. Years ago, when we brought our solar generators to the market, we were a small company from Utah. We were only able to help those that were in emergency situations. So we'd bring water, food, and energy to them to help their need. And we would run out of product commonly because of the huge demand and the need that was out there. As the years have gone by, we've enhanced our technology, our supply chain, and we have done everything in our power to make it so we can use the power of the internet to bring our life-saving technology to the masses. We have sold over 500,000 solar generators and batteries. All the while, we've been gathering critical information and learning how to make the product the highest value with the newest technology for you.
That was Tom. Can you tell us, why is everyone at Lion Energy so passionate to make sure people are prepared?
Yeah, that's a great question. And Tom is passionate. He is that and then some, right? I love Tom. He's Amen. Such a great addition to our team. But for us, we don't want to be victims, right? And when you don't want to be a victim, that means you do something about it, right?
That's right.
Because we know that there is political unrest. You saw that video. That's moving. Right. For me, that hits me right in the heart, and it gets me excited because I believe in what we're doing. I know that what we're doing is the future, and it is a part of living a happy and a life that meets the needs that I've, you know, grown accustomed to.
That's right. You know, I'm over here sitting trying to figure out where my family went. On either side of me, they're both gone. They're actually over there. And Nana, you said something absolutely wonderful. We are in the business of showing you exactly how these products work. So you're over there right now. I don't even know what's happening over there. Mondo looks like he's cooking up something.
I am. Yes. Everywhere there's food, that's where you're going to find
me. That's right.
We want to show you how easy, how peace of mind works.
Yes.
Anytime you have things that are familiar to your home,
right.
You're going to know that this is the unit that you want to have as a friend. I consider this unit a friend of the family, a friend of mine, because if this friend can give me what I need at that moment,
yes.
Then I know it's something I want to have. I look at a microwave. Everyone has a microwave
right.
at home. I hope you do. If you don't, that's okay. But I know everyone has a refrigerator. Everyone has a crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
People have some things to cook, the that's blender.
Right. Well, and here's the thing, Mondo. If you think about it, over a decade, we've been doing generators. The number one question that people have asked us is, if I'm ordering the food buckets or if I'm ordering the freeze-dried beef, will I be able to cook the food? Because
yes.
Guess what? With the food, you have to boil the water. You got to have hot water.
That's right.
You have to have a heat source if you're going to make the survival food that many of you have ordered. But the question has always been is, I have these buckets. How am I going to be able to cook when there's an emergency, when there's no electricity? So one of the main things that I wanted to tackle on today's show was to say, hey, listen, this generator, the Safari generator that's available right now, it can not only do the stovetop here. I'm cooking right here. Look what I'm making. This is our freeze-dried. I don't know if you can see this.
The chow down.
It
literally,
within minutes, just started cooking. This is the chow down, grade down, chow down. This is the ground beef right here. Many of you have ordered it. And I literally have been cooking it on this stovetop. And the stovetop, follow the extension cord. It's plugged in to this Safari generator right here. But I wanted to show you, because when there's an emergency, we have to have water. We know that. And we have to eat. We have to have a way to cook the food that we have been preparing. And so it's important. These are normal, everyday things that we want to make sure that it can truly help to meet
That's
the
right.
needs that you have.
Yeah. Now, who's there with you? I see some
yes.
I see some
okay.
familiar faces.
Hey, we have no school today. So I said, I'm bringing in the reinforcement. I have Olivia
awesome.
Here. I have Kate. Those are Lori's kids. And then I have Natalie and Jackson. These are mine and John's kids right here. And so they're going to be here. They're going to help us, Mondo. I think we should make popcorn.
Let's do it. Olivia, come
Livvy's
over here.
Olivia's going to help us.
Grab the popcorn there. I'm going to grab
right.
the extension cord. Jackson, I want you to grab this extension cord, and I want you to plug it in right there.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Slow down so they can
come here,
see
Olivia.
It.
Jackson's excited.
We're going to teach them how to do TV.
I'm kind of excited about the popcorn.
Yeah,
here, Olivia.
Right.
Don't give your back to television. Always on the side. There you go. Open it up. You got it? Love television. She's putting it in. Always on the
Is
side.
There a popcorn
show
button
people.
On that thing? You love
you
to
see how
that.
It's working? You saw the light. I want to show you real quick because I think the important part is the light shows. Can you give me a close up
yeah,
real
let's
quick?
Get some shots of this.
There you go. We're going to close it in. And then I want you to press where it says the popcorn, and you're going to hear it. And we're going to let that cook for a moment, let it pop. One of the best things that I realized that everyone at home has a crock pot, and we have our food here. And what we did is we decided to put our food in here and start cooking it to show you. Give me a close-up real quick. Look at that food. I think it's so important to get familiar with these items because they give you the peace of mind that you still have time to work with.
Mondo never pressed start.
Sorry about that.
Sometimes you got to show your big brother
you
what to do.
You got
to
press start.
Yeah, you got me all excited. It's important. If you're going to be cooking your food, make sure it's on. Make sure you can press start. So.
Ryan, I want you to come over here.
Sure.
Mondo.
And I want you. I have an electric blower. And I want you to grab that orange cord right there, and I want you to plug it in because I think one of the keys is for people to know that not only cooking items, but you have, you know, also items that you have in your garage in the blower. And this, look at that.
Wow.
I'm going to do it again.
That's blowing.
That's pretty powerful. Oh, you even broke the whole thing.
I was going to say, you busted off the tape. Come
That's
on.
A lot of air.
Let me ask you something real quick. I think everyone has power tools at home. And when we look at the generator, we're looking at something like if we have trees falling, right? A lot of things happen when you have a storm. What does it mean to have the generator being able to power a lot of this electric tools, everything that uses electricity? What does that do for us?
Yeah, so for me, these generators, what I like to say, they meet the need and they do it discreetly, right? I'm not going to have the sound of a big gas engine. You're not going to have the smell. But I have the same functionality as that gas generator. So hook an electric chainsaw right up to that output and just get done what you need to do.
I want you to hold this light. This is a construction light. You guys know how powerful construction lights are. What is the number one thing you need when you go in the dark?
You need the light source.
You
That's
need
right.
the light.
Absolutely.
I'm going to plug this in. I'm going to remove what we just plugged.
Oh, I shouldn't have been looking right at it.
Is that bright or what?
Yeah,
that's right.
That is running through the generator. Can you do me a favor? I don't know if we have the power. Can we bring the lights down? And I want to show you how you need light in the dark.
And
can
let's
we
see
do
how
that?
Long this will run as well. And currently, our generator, which will tell you exactly how much runtime you have, so you're not doing a bunch of math. You don't
just
have
turn
to
the studio lights off.
You don't have to be a mathematician here.
I'm going
to
turn that off. I'm going to put it back in.
There you go.
Wow, that's incredible.
And that's it, right? That is fantastic.
You can bring the lights up right now.
And that will run for 97 hours for that light on that charge.
Listen, another power tool that is needed is the drill.
That's right.
Right? And drills are very important, Ricky.
I think we're going to plug it in, but I want to make sure everyone heard that. 97 hours on that light. If you are running it consistently, obviously you're not going to be running it during the daytime. You're not going to be running it probably while you sleep. But 97 hours if you needed it on a single
charge, right? Wow. Now, that's to mention solar panels running, things like that, right? But like you said, that's dark, 10 hours a day?
That's right.
That's 9-10 days of light that you've got there.
That's
without
incredible.
Any more solar panels. And, you know, folks, get the solar panels, right?
That's right. So, Mata, you have a power tool there running.
Look at that.
Yep.
Power drill.
That's 99 hours, so people that can't see, 97 hours, 28 minutes for that drill.
Can I get a close-up of this?
And you know what's absolutely wonderful about this is that's a drill that you're going to plug in. But you can use your chargers for your wireless drill. So if you still need something that you say, hey, I need portable power. Maybe I'm working on a project that isn't directly right next to my generator. I don't really want to move my generator. Mondo, we can still plug in. Hey, that's mine. I think it's
that yours?
Yeah, I took it from my office. I was trying to figure out where that went this morning.
Brothers will get you.
That's right. But look, this can charge it many, many times. And you're going to be able to use your portable drills, portable saws, anything. Very efficiently, very quickly,
we've
on
got
a very quick charge.
83
I think
hours,
one of the most important things that people have in their tool shed is this machine right here, Ricky.
That's right. Yep.
Right? I want you to get ready and use it because,
chop saw.
Again, can you do that for me, Ricky?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about a chop saw before
we'll come
we
back and do
Hold
some
up.
More
Ryan
food.
Wants to talk.
So just before we talk about the chop saws, these are one of the unique tests we do to test what we call the inrush or the starting current of our inverter. And this saw is about as high as you can get. It's going to be more than an air conditioner. It'll be more than a refrigerator. If this unit will run the saw, it'll run anything you can plug into a standard 120-volt plug.
That's right.
Ricky, you're the only one with glasses.
That's right.
Quote unquote goggles.
Yeah. Safety if anyone's watching. So let's see.
Wow.
That's what's up right
Look
there.
That.
Now that
and
looks easy. The generator
Mondo,
does that with no
That did
problem.
That easy.
The reason why you, that brother. Was important, you know, that was one of the things that Pastor Jim thought about. He said, when there's an emergency happening and there's no
They're
power, typically what's happening in a natural disaster is there's tree limbs that have fallen
That's
all
right.
over. They're blocking pathways for vehicles for you to be able to get out of your home or to get to a safe place. And so that was one of the criteria that Pastor was saying at the very beginning. He said, this system, this generator, this fuelless generator has to be able to power these power tools that will be able to help you in a time of a natural disaster. That's one of probably the biggest things that entraps people are tree limbs that have been sprawled out. People cannot get to safety.
Let's talk about hurricanes, tornadoes,
you guys do
like
that while I'm eating my popcorn.
There you go.
Sitting, like, there you go. There's Ricky's popcorn.
But a lot of the times when we come back to the chop saw, it's a great example because that goes back to the requirements conversation that we had a long time ago with Frank Davis, right? Yes. And it's like, we need to meet the need. What's the benefit of these units, right? Here's the money. We know what the benefit of the cash is. What's the benefit to our end user, right? And the end user is... If we have damage to properties, damage to sheds, whatever it is, right, we can take out our power tools and we can get the job done and we can rebuild that, right? We can repair. And again, we can do that discreetly. You can just have the generator wherever it is, run extension cords to it.
That's right.
You know, one of the powerful things is you look at items. Can you hold this for me, Olivia?
Go ahead,
and I want a close-up of the fan. I think fans are common items that we have at home. When we lose power, one of the things, if you're in the middle of the heat, you want to be able to have a fan to cool you down and be able to, you know, just have a comfort. But I want to show this because I think it's so important that everyone understands that no matter what you're plugging into this generator, you're going to have a way to function and not be afraid to not have some of the items that most people have. Watch this. Look at that.
Yes.
That is running from the generator.
Yeah.
Kids, is that powerful?
That's right. And one of the key things that we believe is that we want to ensure that your life stays as normal as possible for as long as possible.
Yes.
That's the beauty of this, Mondo. As you know, the air conditioning's out in your main house. You're getting hot. Everyone's getting frustrated. That's the thing. That's why we show these practical applications. But we need to be ready for possible emergencies. I want you to watch this video. This is very important. We're going to come back and show you some more practical applications of these fuelless generators.
Let's talk about solar generators. Our Safari and Quest product lines are able to power everything from your computer, your cell phone, your laptops, all the way up to your refrigerators, even when there's a power outage. Thanks to our advanced technology, you can even use this to power your medical devices or sensitive electronic equipment with a pure sine wave inverter. Having a pure sine wave inverter is like plugging straight into the grid. With our solar generators, you can always stay connected to critical weather alerts, phone calls, and do more with zero downtime.
You know, there are many, many reasons to be prepared. Ryan, you brought up an excellent point, is that we will be living our lives relatively normal in comparison to people who do not have things in line to prepare.
Well, imagine that, right? Catastrophe everywhere, right? Nobody's got power for miles and miles, right? Nobody can get anywhere, right? Gas stations are closed. Food is expired for everybody. And here you are in your house. Nobody knows this, right? But you've got enough generators to... provide for your lifestyle. You've got solar panels in the yard, right? Imagine how cool that would be, right?
Well, and that's
you'll be able to help your family,
friends.
Nobody
knows that you have these in your home. That's the number one thing stolen in a natural disaster is a generator. Why? Yep. Because it's loud and because people can quickly locate it because of the sound. You have to set it outside your home. You can't run a traditional generator inside your home. Now, I want to ask you, for those who may not know.
People need that power, right? So you're a homing beacon with that generator, right? You might as well have a siren that says, come and get me. Attack my house.
That's right. Because people know you're prepared if you have that. Now, I want to ask you a question. Is this safe to run inside your home?
Absolutely, right? So we have there's a lot of discussions, and you can find a lot of information on the internet about why you shouldn't use certain types of batteries inside your home, right? And those batteries are lead acid batteries and they off gas hydrogen. Well, lithium iron phosphate batteries, which is the chemistry that we use, they don't do that. They are 100% safe to use.
Mondo just plugged something and made it blue over here.
As you're talking, this is a TV light.
That's
I got
incredible.
The TV light going. I have the TV going. I have the 3-string lights going. This is the key. You can plug in multiple items to one unit.
And how much time do you still have on that?
99 hours and 59 minutes left.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the draw is so low that the generator says, based on this consumption, I can do 100 hours.
Wow.
So that will change as the consumption, as the power consumption changes, so will the estimated time till empty.
And that's one thing I absolutely love. You guys have made this as simple as possible. It's saying, hey, this is the time to empty. It says it right there.
Yes.
It tells you what your battery level is at so that someone can look at it and say, oh, I'm at 50% battery. Maybe I should look to get it back to 100%
battery.
Yeah,
maybe I should plug my solar panels. Or let's just say you're using a certain amount of power and you plug in solar panels and they're generating more power than you're using. Your battery will switch and say time till full, right?
Wow.
Because you're producing more than you're using, which you can do. You can use these while they're plugged in. And
that's
you should.
Awesome.
Absolutely. It's designed to do that.
No, do we have any more practical applications?
Yes,
I'm hoping that we do because
Listen, we have all these kids. So guess what? When you're in an emergency, you want to make sure, as Ricky said, make life as simple and as normal as possible. So we know I actually took one of our out of our freeze dried. This is the non-fat dry milk. So we made that up and then we put some mangoes in here. So Livy, I'm gonna go ahead. We're gonna make a smoothie right here on this generator. Go ahead and plug that one in. And so as you see, it's doing normal appliances as well.
That's right.
You know, so, most people don't realize those blenders are another extremely high drain device that other generators will struggle with. But this
right.
one, you'll see right here, as well as with that chop saw, these power through it with no problem at all. And in fact, the new Safari is so powerful that it will actually run the air conditioner in your camper. That's the biggest
thing.
We've been working on that for a long time. That is huge,
That's
right?
Amazing.
We're in a whole new category of output here.
So I have a question. If someone is like, well, you know, I really want to purchase this. I can get this in line, but I'm worried about what I can't plug in. I need to know amps, this, that. Will it come with a basic guideline of explaining to people what they can and cannot do with this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So not only will it come with the basic guideline in the manual, which, by the way, there's a QR code you can just scan and go to right on a website, which we also have manuals on our website. But there's a formula that will help you decide based on your device configuration or how many different appliances you use. It'll help you with those formulas.
Wow.
But it's very easy to figure out.
You know, what you need to do is call the number right now. As we're showing you,
yes.
I know a lot of things are going in your mind and how to get things prepared. We're breaking records right now with Lion Energy and providing units that are available right now at the website, the affiliate program.
Yeah.
Listen, call the number right now, 1-385-273-1385, or visit the affiliate page, Lion Energy at jimbakershow.com. All the questions that you're going through right now, we're going to be able to answer about 99%
yes.
of them, as long as they're questions that are reasonable on common sense type of question, right? You have to understand, you're not going to be able to power a whole entire house, right? But
not at the same time.
Not at the same time, but understand this. Pick one room out of your whole home that can be your safety room,
yes.
a room that you can function with, a room where you can keep heat in or keep it cool. Because I want to tell you something, it's not about having the big home. It's about having a place to function with order to understand, how do I expand to the next room? When you look at the three strings, you're looking at
yes.
over, what, how many feet of this, 20 feet, 25?
So each string is 15 feet long, but there's a point where you could have 15 feet in either direction. So
Incredible.
You can have light for 30 feet away from each other.
So you can have room
rooms.
In your living room, have light in your living room, your kitchen, your bathroom, walk with it. Listen, the key is this. You got to take action and
yes.
be able to do something. We're trying to show you within 1 hour, you can eat. You can have comfort.
Have light.
You can have light. You can have a television giving you information in the news. Start
your
charging
laptop,
your cell phone. Right?
Yes.
Being able to have a fan. Being able to have lights. Being able to function with your power tools. Being able to cook.
That's right.
These are items that make home feel like home.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
You know, one of the frequently asked questions we get is there a possibility for financing on something like this?
Yeah, great question, right? We know these units can be expensive, right? We're not
right.
immune to that. We're not numb to that. We do offer financing plans. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, they're cheap, affordable.
Yeah.
There are even some zero interest options if you pay it off soon enough, right?
Yeah,
it's very, very reasonable, and you don't need to have perfect credit score to qualify.
That's amazing.
And Ryan, right now and you're probably saying, why is there a different number on my screen from the number that you're used to calling? Listen, the reason why that number that you see on the screen, it goes directly to Lion Energy, and that number is 1-385 273-1385. It's important that you understand they have their experts. They have experts that have been trained to help you and guide you to answer every question that you may have, to say, well, if you have a thought and say, I wonder if this machine, my medical device would work on this. I wonder if my power tool, I wonder if a refrigerator, what size refrigerator, when you call their toll-free number, it's the experts they have given as a team of people who will help navigate and show you and walk you through the financing option to be able to provide every opportunity possible. So I want you, if you go to our website, you're going directly to Lion Energy. That's our affiliate page. But if you call that toll-free number on the screen, that number is 1-385-273-1385. Those are Lion Energy experts who will help you navigate for the best choice and the financing option.
And let's talk a little bit about the team that's going to answer your phone, right? They're based in Utah, a great group of individuals. And if they don't get calls, they don't have a job. So don't be scared to call, right?
Yes.
Call, ask questions, and let's get the information that you need.
I got a question. What is the number one concern that most people have when they call?
Yeah, basically, the probably the biggest question we get is, how long will my unit run blank refrigerator, heater, whatever it is, right? Or how many devices at one time it will do, right? We've tried to solve that question to the best of our ability by actually putting on the device, watts in, watts out, and then estimated time till empty or full, right?
I want people to know, you guys test every unit before it goes out.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
How does that testing happen?
So we have proprietary machines that we've developed. It's all automated, actually. So we've done our best to reduce the potential for human error. We have machines. You plug in every single connector in the front and the back, make sure that it will charge and discharge. The machine runs through that all by itself and it issues a pass or fail. We print the serial number out, put it on the box, and then associate that serial number to a sales order.
Amen.
So we have records. We have fantastic records and testing history. So that helps us identify failure trends. As soon as that happened, it is rare, but there is, with large scale production, there is a failure rate. We identify that as quickly as possible, implement changes to the production process, and lower the failure rate even more. And as time goes on, the failure rate is extremely low. We're way less than 1%. It's amazing.
You know,
so we're really proud of.
One of the things that I've heard is that you guys have the best customer service, that if someone ever has any type of issue, you guys are very quick to make sure that it is remedied, make sure it's fixed. You guys are there to answer any questions as well. It's never, oh, hey, go on our website and just look at it there. You said, no, our customer service representatives want to make sure that you have the knowledge. And we want to give you the opportunity to call that number on your screen right now or go to the website while we watch this video of the Safari lifestyle uses.
Major storm, a tropical depression.
Hey, we want to make sure you have enough time to call that number that's on your screen. Those are some practical applications that you can see through that video of how to use this. But one thing I want to talk about is, people are saying, hey, I want multiple ways to charge my unit. And you guys have provided that. Not only can you plug it into the wall, you can also use solar panels.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can use solar panels, any device that creates a power at 12 volts, right? If you have windmills that have an Anderson type connector, you can use those.
Oh, wow.
Our preferred method is solar panels, portable ones that are light and durable.
Well, let's talk about these new solar panels. What makes these solar panels better than the last one?
Great question. Okay, so previous solar panels, they were great, but they had glass on them, okay?
Yes.
That required a little bit more robust frame. Solar panels weighed 22 pounds, previous solar panels.
Okay, wow.
They were great. They still had the suitcase-style panel. Many of the partners watching right now are going to have those solar panels. The new solar panels went from 22 pounds to 9 pounds. They're
wow.
now a laminated solar panel. They're extremely durable. They're more durable than before. In fact, I challenge both of us to lay one of those down and stand on them. Let's do that.
So you're saying they're that durable?
Yes. Yep. So they'll come with a case.
Brother, I'm not light.
Yeah. You're lighter than me, my friend. They'll come with a case here. We've got a little pouch to carry all of your items. So that's nice. Let's just tip this over, right? And I mean, that's it.
Are you still on the other side?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe wow. we do a bunch of these and we could do like a hopscotch wow. thing or something like that, right?
I mean, yeah, we can do a hop.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I absolutely love about that is let's be practical. We have children.
Yeah.
You know, if something like this falls over, they're not going to think twice about running over it. They're not going to think twice about jumping on it. That's right. And it's durable enough for both of us to stand on either side of the panel. You're sliding it around. So even after that, we can put it up and confidently know that it'll still work.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the idea, right? We're not playing around. These aren't toys. These are tools, okay? So these are meant to use, right? These
Josh,
are meant
to stand,
stand the test of life. Yeah,
come on, wants to go. Look at that.
That's what's up. These panels are tough, okay? They're meant to work.
It.
They're meant to last.
Now, Ryan, one of the questions that a lot of partners have reached out and said is how many of these solar panels can you connect at one time to provide power to the generator?
Great question, right? So the generator will take up to 600 watts of solar at the same time. So that's 6 solar panels. And these solar panels, if we can we zoom up right here on the bottom? I want to show this. There's 2 cords on the bottom of the solar panel right here, okay? This one right here goes to the generator, and this short solar panel goes to another solar panel. So we don't have to have 6 cords that go to the generator. We only have 1. So this panel connects to that panel, connects to that panel, that panel,
that panel.
So you
can daisy chain these.
They daisy chain, and then you connect right to the generator with 1 cord. There's not a lot of extra weight with cords. You're not tripping on cords, less likely to damage cords.
So am I able to have my generator inside and run a cord outside so that I don't have to have my generator outside while it's solar charging?
Great question. Okay, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we highly recommend having your generator inside, which is out of the elements. Solar panels can be out there. They're outdoor rated panels. Leave them in the rain, the snow. They're good for 25 years. And yes, definitely. I do want to stress, have the panels outside, right? We have had customers call and ask, can you have the solar panels inside? Unfortunately, the glass that we use is so high quality, it filters out a lot of the UV rays, and that's a lot of energy as well. So have the solar panels outside.
Mondo, you're plugging something in over here. It's kind of scaring me.
I got to walk over here.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I think everybody has a weed eater. I got it plugged in. Follow the orange cord to
right
the generator
here.
Over there. I think this is one of the basic essentials that you have in your storage to be able to cut the grass. You see how powerful that is?
Yeah, I love it.
It's plugged in right here, yep.
What is it doing to the generator?
Well, the energy consumption actually hasn't changed.
It
still hasn't changed.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, that's
so the energy consumption on the generator still hasn't changed even with that. And like you said, it's just practical things that we are showing you that you need to be able to do. Because, you know, even when hard times hit, you still got to make sure you can get to your front door. You still have to make sure your backyard's cut so that your kids can play there, so that your dogs can go out, use the restroom. Practical applications for everyday use. And that's what you guys have really specialized in, practical applications for everyday use.
Yep, make tools, not toys. Too many of our competitors I see make toys. It's a shame, right? They're expensive. These things, they have to be versatile. They have to work. You know, I'm sitting here looking as Maricela is over here cooking food, right? The estimated time till empty over here is 4 hours and 54 minutes on a hot plate.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That makes my heart warm. That's fantastic. That right there is what we're doing, right? That is real. That will work. That will cook food. That will provide in an emergency.
That's right. And you know, you're actually cooking
that's
up our
right.
new food product,
yes.
which is New Manna.
I
just want
to
do a plug on that because mac and cheese.
That's right. This is mac and cheese. I was like, I need the most kid-friendly. Thank you, Numana, for making us a mac and cheese. But listen, this is up to 25 years shelf life food. We've just launched that affiliate as well. But once again, I have to say, the number one thing everyone kept asking for years, over a decade, how an emergency, how am I going to cook the food? All of these food buckets that are in my storage, in my cooler area, how am I going to cook it? Well, listen, this generator right here, as you're seeing, the Safari is able to not only cook the food, but also at the same time, you can add multiple hot plates. You can also do other things on your generator while you're cooking.
That's
and
right.
So we're going to keep making the mac and cheese here today.
And we'll be excited to eat that.
As she says that, it kind of flashes back to a conversation that I had with Frank shortly after he had a conversation with Maricela about how do we cook our food?
Right.
We need solutions for the partners to cook their food. And that was a big part of the design into the Safari, not only in the inverter output, but in the capacity, right? The new Safari unit will be able to cook and run a hot plate for hours, okay? We're in a whole new league of operational and functionality.
That's right.
Units.
Hey, we want to give you the opportunity to go to that phone or go to the affiliate page and look at the option that will be best for you. You can call 1-385-273-1385. They are standing by ready to help you with any questions you may have. But the Lion Energy affiliate page on jimbakershow.com, click that Shop Our Affiliates button. And that's where you can look at the pictures of the items which you'll
that's
be receiving.
Right.
You can see descriptions of the items you will be receiving. You know, one thing I absolutely love that you said is that we offer financing. That is wildly important that you guys offer financing because, you know, it is a big charge like you said, but it's a practical and one that absolutely needs to be done. Because Mondo, whenever the power goes out, we saw this with especially the AT&T towers, their phone still worked.
Yeah.
You still had power to your phone, but they were freaking out because they couldn't use their phone the way they did. People want comfort in these situations.
Absolutely. And I think you mentioned that. And I want to tell you something. People all over America are worried about the power grid. They're worried about, listen, I can go down the list of the worries that American families have today. Yet, Ryan, what makes this Lion Safari energy supply different than any other out there in the marketplace?
Yes.
Well, there are a couple of things. First, it's the expansion pack, the battery that that the unit tunes into. Yes, right here. Yep, right there. That has more energy than any other expansion pack we've ever done. It also is a pure sine wave output. So this can your devices or appliances will not be able to tell the difference between the wall that you plug into your house or the plug on the generator.
Wow.
They're the exact same.
You know, we absolutely need to be ready for possible emergencies. I want to watch this video, and then we're going to talk about this.
If there was a system-level EMP attack today, what would be the survival of the electrical grid system?
Really wouldn't survive at all.
It would not survive.
Right.
An EMP attack would not have to come from a state actor with a high-altitude missile blast, as there are actually smaller weapons of war available, which could take out individual critical substations.
You know, there are these non-nuclear EMP weapons. There's an item called the EMP suitcase, and it looks just like a suitcase. It could be operated by a single individual with little or no training. We've arrived at a place where a madman, a terrorist, a criminal could topple the technological pillars of civilization for a major metropolitan area all by himself.
Today, we have two satellites that were launched by North Korea, one in 2013 and a second one in 2016. They're on a polar orbit from south to north and cross the United States several times a day. We've monitored those satellites since they've been launched. And there's never been any data sent back from those satellites. That means one of two things. Either they were both total duds, or they are weapons waiting for a signal to drop a nuclear weapon.
You know, Dr. Peter Pry is truly one of
the
most influential people, the most knowledgeable people in this realm. So when a man like that is giving a warning about an EMP, truly, you need to listen. Marcella, you're standing next to something that is critical for what he was just talking about.
Absolutely. This is the EMP bag. And I believe once again, and I just keep going back to the decade of relationship of Pastor Jim and Frank Davis and the entire Ryan Frey. You were a part of those conversations. When Pastor Jim began to hear the warnings of Dr. Peter Pry, immediately he said, wait, I've just sent out Lion Energy, we partnered with them, we sent out all of these generators, but what good will they be if they do not have protection? And so Lion Energy and Ryan Frey and his team, they went to work and they created for us the EMP bag right here. I'm holding, this is huge. If you really look at this, how amazing. I mean, this is a large EMP bag that will hold this generator. And so, Ryan, can you tell us how was this created and what type of testing has gone behind this?
I would love to, right? So that bag actually meets the same specifications that they test military equipment to. I believe the standard is MIL-SPEC 461G. That's a recent addition. They used to be F, right, as they've created additional requirements. That our new bag has went through that testing and is certified.
Wow.
Now, a lot of people will say, oh, I've got a solution for an EMP, and I'm going to spray this plastic coating in a trash can, right, a metal trash can. I don't know if you guys, have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Super creative. My dad did it, actually, right? And then they put all their stuff in there, and then they put the lid on it. That's unlikely to pass the testing, right? That they shoot electromagnetic pulses at different angles all over the place. They're very powerful.
Wow.
That the device, whatever you're using for protection, has to minimize that signal far enough that it won't damage the equipment inside. Yes. Right, our bag is proven to do that. I love that right here we've actually got a little sneak peek into this bag here. So this right here, look at this finely woven copper mesh. Okay. Yeah. That's what we use. There are multiple layers of this. It is a very specific distance between each one of the copper threads, and this is proven to establish a Faraday cage. And the Faraday cage takes the charge on the outside of the bag, passes it around, and does not let it go to the inside. That's what a Faraday cage is.
Wow!
Wow!
This right here it serves that purpose. These are no joke. They're the real deal. They pass testing. You know, they're not a little garage experiment.
So you could put your generator can they put any generator, even if they have one of the older generators? So if you are saying, hey, I have a generator, but I've never gotten the EMP bag, they're also available right now on standalone on the website. When you go to jimbakershow.com, you can order accessories. This is one of the accessories, plus lights, plus 12 volt items for your generator to be powered. But the other question that we get is, if they purchase this EMP bag, can they add other items to this bag?
Yes, absolutely, right? The only thing you need to watch out for is that the bag, where you'll put these the top together, and then you roll this over, and then you cinch this down, and that's how it works. As long as you can do that cinch, yep,
you're good to
go. You want to roll it, fold it over, and then cinch it down tight.
Great.
If you can do that, then you're good.
So I have a question for you. I'm sitting here next to the Lion Energy Quest. Could I put the Quest in that bag?
Yes, absolutely. And look how small the Quest is. Yeah. You can put other devices that you're going to use with the Quest.
Right.
Think about that, right?
That's right.
If you have a generator and nothing to use, that's unfortunate,
that's right?
Yeah. So if the newer unit, the Safari, is actually big enough that it is going to fill up most of that bag, right?
Yeah.
You can fit a tablet, walkie-talkie, something like that, right? But, you know, I would recommend getting an additional bag for other equipment that you want to use.
Other appliances,
right?
Other things.
The Quest is small enough that one bag would work. You can fill that full.
Right.
You know, the Quest right here, this is probably my favorite of all of our generators. I love the Safari. Don't get me wrong. But the Quest is just so light. It's so versatile.
Yeah.
The battery capacity to the size. Like I said, it's got a bigger battery than the original Sentinel at a fraction of the cost and the weight, I might add.
Wow.
I love this unit. It's got quick charging abilities for your phones. Your kids' tablets are going to come over here and charge here as fast as they will anywhere, right?
And here's what
I love, amazing.
You guys have done is, and this is why I know I sound like a broken record, but I will keep telling you, listen, you have to go to the website, because if you're sitting there saying, but I want some of the other items that have been talked about, they're not just offering the standalone generators. They've actually put together bundles for you that will even help you save, that will provide additional discounts. So when we're looking at that Quest right now, there's a bundle that's live right now available. They're going to get the 20-foot extension cord, the hand crank, the new 50-watt solar panel that comes with the Quest. And plus, Ryan, look at that. Let's show them this. This is brand new. This small little solar panel
right there.
This is a brand new bonus. They already gave us a bonus of the hand crank. Now they're giving
an
us another
bonus. Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Of this 10-watt solar panel.
This is awesome. So you've got these cool little loops right here. You can hook this onto a backpack. I have family of mine. They do Ragnar races. They go out to Moab.
Right.
We're from Utah, and they're no joke, right? These are intense. But they take this 10-watt panel in a small little power bank, just tie this onto the backpack. It charges the power bank while they hike, and then they use the power bank at night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every day. This is it. Wait,
there's bundles that have two solar panels, the extension cord, there's and the EMP bag comes with it. I encourage you right now, go to that Lion Energy affiliate site, and you're going to click on it. The way that you get there is just by going to our website. That's jimbakershow.com. You know that. You're going to click on that Lion Energy affiliate site, and they are going to take you to their entire catalog of products that are available for you. You can also remember the experts, they're standing by. There's an entire Lion Energy team standing by to help you. That number is 1-385-273-1385.
And one more thing about this Quest, I think it's important to mention, I use a CPAP. I've got one upstairs right now, right? And my dad also uses a CPAP. And I remember for years he struggled with a solution to go camping, right? I can't go camping because I don't have a CPAP, right? Camping's usually at higher elevation, at least where we're at in Utah. So the importance for good air is even it's more important up there. That's this right. CPAP right here will run, or this Quest will run a CPAP with a humidifier for 2 full days.
Wow.
I've done it myself.
That's
okay.
Incredible.
If you don't use a humidifier, you're like 6 or 7 days on one charge.
Wow.
Right. Take some solar panels. I think the bundle that we're offering has a 50 watt solar panel.
That's right.
Very, very portable. Right.
Right.
Fits in like a little bag. You're running indefinitely, right? You can now
incredible.
Go camping. I remember my dad's original solution was 2 12-volt lead acid batteries, probably in this big cart. I think it weighed like 200 pounds. It took 3 people to lift it. It was just a joke.
We have showed you everything from kitchen equipment to outside equipment to things that you will use inside of your house practically every single day. Marcella, I think that this is one of the most important things that believers can have. Why? Because we're called as the body of Christ to help those in times of need. And I truly believe there will be those in times of need that say, hey, I didn't take the time to prepare myself, but I do have a CPAP machine. And I this is a critical thing for me to use. And you can say, hey, you know what? Come over to my house. You can use it. I'm going to share the gospel
with you. That's right. Amen. That's right, Ricky. And so as you're watching today, we want to thank you for your support. One of the ways that you support this ministry to preach the gospel every day is by shopping with us, is by ordering products that will help you and your family and your preparedness journey. We are the light of the world. And so what a better way than to be prepared and to not be caught in the darkness. And so we want to encourage you to visit our website. That's jimbakershow.com. Click on the Lion Energy affiliate site or call that toll-free number. It's 1-385-273-1385.
And as you leave, I want to read this from Jude. It says this, have mercy on those who waver. Save others by snatching them from the fire. Have mercy on others, but with fear, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory without blemish and great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I don't ever want you to forget this, that God loves you. He really does. Call that number today.
Join us for our Ready Now Expo, April 11th through the 14th. We have an incredible lineup of guests who will be here at Morningside USA with us. We have Dave Robbins, Pastor Steve Chicolante, Joshua Giles will be joining us, along with special guests will be Skyping like Rick Joyner, Michael Snyder, and the list continues. We want you to come to Morningside USA and be a part of an entire weekend of seminars and workshops and hands-on training for preparedness and homesteading. We hope that you will join us.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who is going to be on The Jim Baker Show.
Lori, and my mission is to fulfill the great commission of Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. I want to thank you for standing with us and for your support. To hear more about the last day's events, go to watchjimbakershow.com. Remember, God loves you. He really does.
If you want to see more content like this, like, share, and subscribe, or go to watchjimbakershow.com.